This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, we'll hear about a Wisconsin senator's call to make community college free in the United States. First, Wisconsin, known as America's Dairyland, but that title may come with a price. According to a recent report from the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, Kewaunee County, which houses more than 70,000 cattle, had a number of tested drinking wells containing nitrates or coliform bacteria levels because of animal waste. The report places most of the blame on large farming operations, often called CAFOs, which have grown rapidly over the past decades. We're joined now by Scott Dye, a field coordinator with the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, for more on that report. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
So, Scott, what brought your group's attention to Kewaunee County in Wisconsin?
Well, Kewaunee County, it has severe drinking water problems. It also has the largest cattle density of any county in Wisconsin. It's number one in density of concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, 15 large industrial dairies and one large-scale beef operation, and it ranks number two in permitted CAFOs. What brought our concern to it was the residents of the county contacting us to let us know that 30% at least of the wells that have been tested, and in some townships in the county, up to 55% of the wells that have been tested have found to be unsafe levels of nitrates and E. coli bacteria. And it has rendered their drinking water, which 95% of the county draws their drinking water from shallow aquifers, unfit to drink. And by unfit to drink, that means you can't drink it, you can't wash your hands with it, you can't wash your dishes, you can't shower in it. What we're really talking about here is third world conditions right in America's heartland.
Now, the authors of an op-ed in the Green Bay Press Gazette, in response to your report, authors affiliated with the industry said, hey, this wasn't a random sampling of wells. These are voluntary tests over a 10-year period. The statistics, they say, that you said are overstating the problem with drinking water with wells in the county. How do you respond to that?
Well, I would just ask folks to do their own research and check for themselves. Talk to the people that live in Kewaunee County. This is a extremely difficult problem for the people that are literally found their water to be unusable. We really, until that happens to you, we really don't realize what a hardship that actually is on people to not be able to use their drinking water. So, and this report was based on over a year's worth of research. We spent literally around 20 days in Wisconsin DNR offices going through over 6,000 pages of documents, another 1,000 pages of federal documents, over 2,000 emails to put this report together. So we're very confident in what the conclusions of the report draws.
So draw the line from these large operations with lots of cattle to the wells, to the drinking water in the county.
Well, as you had stated, there's been a real explosion in the number of large-scale or industrial-sized dairy farms in Wisconsin over the last, especially the last decade. We're talking about operations that are 5,000, in some cases more, cows confined in one location. These are not your grandfather's dairy farms or either your father's dairy farms. And what we found is pretty much a complete disregard for state and federal clean water laws by the operators that run these operations. It simply is a matter of a concentration of way too much animal waste in one location. In Kewaunee County, for instance, there are approximately 80,000 cows, four cows for every man, woman, and child in the county. It's a matter of too much waste in one place. That's exacerbated by DNR is responsible for protecting public health and the environment. And quite frankly, the cop is just not on the beat. That said, they are underfunded, they are understaffed, and right now they are politically hamstrung by the state's current administration. Governor Walker seems to be very intent on gutting the ability of the agency to do its job to protect public health and the environment.
So if the DNR investigated and found code violations at one of these CAFOs, these large dairy or cattle operations, what are the punishments for mismanagement of manure on one of these operations?
Almost nothing. They have a tiered enforcement system where you're given a notice of noncompliance, a notice of deficiency, or a notice of violation. Any of those could result in what they refer to as an enforcement conference. That is a sit-down between the agency and the operators. They say, please don't do that anymore. The operators say, we won't do that anymore. and almost never are fines or penalties actually levied. And then the operators go back to doing the same general disregard for their neighbors' concerns and for the law.
As you see it from the research you've done, is there a way to handle manure from one of these CAFOs, these large animal feeding operations, to manage that manure in a sustainable way that won't affect the environment negatively? Or is it impossible, regardless of whatever laws we have on the books, for one of these operations to properly deal with manure?
In our opinion, I believe it is. When you're talking about this scale of volume, and we're talking in Kewaunee County, 340 million gallons of untreated liquefied manure, plus 81,000 tons at least of solid manure, all placed on the land under the guise that it's being used as fertilizer. The problem really comes in when you liquefy animal waste. Certainly animal waste is one of the greatest fertilizers for soil tilth, for soil health, for good crop production out there. However, when you liquefy it, it becomes extremely mobile in the environment. And that's a real contributing factor is the location of Kewaunee County. It sits on what is called karst geography. And karst geography is essentially, the best way to think of it is Swiss cheese. The bedrock is very shallow. In many places in the county, it's less than 2 feet. So what is poured on top of the soil quickly migrates down into the very shallow aquifer where, again, 95% of the citizens in that county are drawing their drinking water. So when you get into a liquid waste handling system, it's almost impossible to operate these things at this level of scale without doing environmental damage.
Talking to Scott Dye with the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, looking at a report his organization did on animal operations, CAFOs, they're often called, in Kewaunee County, and their connection to water quality problems in that county. Now, you've mentioned, Scott, you don't see the DNR doing its job here. Some residents, your report actually says some residents have appealed to the Environmental Protection Agency to provide clean drinking water. What has the EPA done in response? What could they do?
Certainly what they have not yet formally responded. It's a Safe Drinking Water Act emergency petition authorized by the Clean Water Act. As of yet, federal EPA has not responded. It usually takes them a few months to respond. If they do respond positively, which we believe that they will go about trying to identify the source of the contamination, whether it be spills, leaking lagoons, overapplication of waste where it runs off into streams, rivers, wetlands, Lake Michigan itself. And then they would also try to find ways to compel the operators to provide safe drinking water for those whose wells have been impacted.
So can you share some of the stories you've heard from residents of Kewaunee County about their water, what they're having to do?
Well, I think one of the most heart-wrenching ones that I heard was a grandmother up there who every afternoon she watches her grandchildren until their parents can pick them up later in the afternoon. Her granddaughter was outside playing. She got a cut on her finger. She instinctively went in and washed off the cut in the sink with the tap water coming out of their polluted well. And that grandmother could not sleep that night, terrified that she may have to take her daughter into the emergency room for E. coli poisoning. So it's a very, very heart-wrenching stories from the people that have to live in these conditions. And again, I would refer to these as third-world conditions.
Is it possible to treat these wells that are showing signs of contamination to decontaminate them?
What the DNR suggests, if you have a contaminated well, is to pour bleach into it. And that does remediate some of the concerns with E. coli bacteria. Not nearly so much with nitrates, which can cause blue baby syndrome, abortions in cattle if the cattle are drinking it. It just doesn't sound like a very tenable solution to continue pouring bleach in your water to try to make it drinkable.
Now, we've got a growing world population, a growing demand for beef and dairy in the United States and around the world. It might be tough, some people are saying, to keep up with that demand without these large-scale factory-sized operations. Can we meet our food needs if we don't have these CAFOs and maybe more of them in the near future?
Well, I think the easy answer to that, Rob, is just to simply look back 10 years ago before this huge proliferation of these industrial-scale farms. we were feeding this country just fine with America's family farmers for the last 2.5 centuries. So we were doing a fine job feeding America with good, safe, wholesome food. Really what this is being driven by is exports, and that is feeding the world by exporting a lot of this product, meats, cheese, dairy, to other countries. However, that's a bit of a red herring, because we're not exporting to, I guess I would say you're not going to see starving children in Africa eating pork chops and eating brie cheese. We're exporting to countries that have the money to buy our agricultural exports. So that's it's really a false argument.
So apart from DNR or maybe EPA action, are you hoping to see some kind of cap in law limiting the density of animals on these operations?
Yes, and I think it's very important to note that the residents up here, they understand that Wisconsin has every right to be very proud of the fact that it is America's Dairyland. It's right on the plates. Something that the local residents frequently say is they're not trying to shut these operations down. They just simply want them to be good neighbors and to not have such horrific impacts on their lives and on their families. And a phrase that they use constantly is, we are full. We're not trying to shut them down. What we're trying to get them to do is comply with the laws that are on the books that their permits require and to be good neighbors. And that is the real problem here, is they simply have no good neighbor policy when operations become of this size and scale.
Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Rob.
That was Scott Dye. He's a field coordinator with the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, talking about Kewaunee County's water quality issues and large animal farming operations.